USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search is on for a suspect in a school shooting in North Carolina. Forsyth County Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough saying the search for the suspect is active and ongoing in Winston-Salem. He confirmed the victim was a student. The local superintendent saying many surrounding schools are on lockdown as a result of what happened at Mount Tabor High School. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley held a press conference on Wednesday to discuss the end of the Afghan mission at the Pentagon. Austin saying he does not know what will happen next in respect to the Taliban now having control of Afghanistan.
I'm immensely proud of what our troops have done to this point, and it's hard to predict where this will go in the future with respect to the Taliban.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.